what I am hoping is, with the revelation that the sheep used in the latest campaign was a prop, is that those people that aren't associated with agriculture on a daily basis realise that these types of groups will blatantly lie to misrepresent, you know, an industry that is really serious about animal welfare.
CEO of Wool Producers Australia, Jo Hall. Ms Hall says the poster depicting a battered sheep misrepresents the industry, and growers should harness the power of social media to put across the truth.
In terms of our response, we have released a written statement. However, there are many people on social media at the moment that are responding to Peter's campaign, and the fact that they have used a fake sheep in it, people are showing their displeasure and calling them out for what they are, and you know that is distorting the truth. So I think what farmers or people in agriculture need to realise is that social media is an extremely powerful tool, and it's something that can be used for the benefit of the industry. And as long as farmers are using facts and showing the full picture, it's something that can work for the benefit of industry and should be used in, you know, a proactive way rather than just waiting for an adverse campaign to pop up.
Jo Hall from Wool Producers Australia. But Western Queensland grazier Mac Drysdale from Parola Park near Orgathella says he would like to see Peter come to the table with industry to rationally discuss animal welfare in the sheep and wool industry.
I think the important thing for representatives to do is not just to dismiss them as a group of ratbags. I think that it's important to assume that there is a proportion of the Peter movement who are quite rational people and that they've got a goal that they're setting out to achieve. I think it's important that they sit down with those people and find out what the long-term goal really is. If it is to get rid of the wool industry per se, well then quite clearly you're not going to come to any understanding. If it is in fact to ensure that we have a traceable program in place to ensure that shearers and other people who work in the sheds, including the producers, understand the need for good welfare when, you know, well, then obviously we can start talking to them. But I just don't think you can just turn a blind eye and say, look, you know, we're not going to talk to these people because at the end of the day, they're obviously getting money from somewhere and these advertisements and marketing programs are going to continue.
Are you concerned, being both a producer and having experience in the fashion industry, being that you're an ex-board member of Country Road, are you concerned that this kind of campaign could have an impact on consumers' attitudes and therefore the demand for wool?
We really don't know what the impact of these particular campaigns are. All we know is that they're sensational, obviously, and they go out there to try and cause as much hurt as possible, and you've got to assume that some of that is successful, that we in fact do lose some obviously credibility and also demand as a result of their actions.